What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the YBO Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Royster. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO Podcast. On today's episode, I'm giving you one hot take and a double feature. Double feature meaning I'm sharing two black sitcom Christmas episodes that I enjoy to get you in the holiday spirit. Because by the time this episode comes out, I'm going to be on vacation, y'all. I'm going to be in the Bahamas. So I'm relaxing and I want you to relax, enjoy. And yeah, I'm going to give you a summary of two of my favorite black sitcom Christmas episodes. So stay tuned. All right, y'all. So instead of put y'all on this episode, I'm going to be giving you my hot take. And my hot take is that Deion Sanders is not in the wrong. Deion Sanders did what he had to do for his career, and I'm tired of black people trying to tear this man down. If you don't know by now, Deion Sanders, you know, amazing football career in his own right, and then he kind of did something against the grain and came back and was the head coach at an HBCU. And as we all know, our HBCU programs aren't well-funded. They don't get a lot of the primetime spotlight. So when Deion Sanders joined 3 years ago, he turned the program around. He got it, you know, a little more attention because of his clout, because of his popularity, but also because he is such a great football player and he turned the team into an undefeated team. And as I said, shining a light on HBCU football. And I think I talked about in the podcast how I'm a fan of All-American and All-American Homecoming on the CW. And I guess it's kind of dramatized, but something is actually going on similar on the show of where they need a new coach. And so it's just interesting to see all this play out on TV and in real time. But yeah, I just feel like he had to do what he had to do. I feel like when you, first of all, we're still in the post-pandemic, you know, kind of workplace, right? Everybody is jumping from job to job. People are leaving my job left and right. Like, people have to do what's best for them in this economy. And I mean, it's not like he needs the money. Like, I'm sure he's a millionaire, but you have to think about your career trajectory as well. And if you went from being a national football player to then an HBCU head coach, now you might want to go up to, you know, a larger school. And then from there, probably the NFL, he'll probably turn around and try to be an NFL coach. So you have to think about that person's own personal career path. And if I was Deion Sanders, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't care about the haters, but I definitely wouldn't let the haters get to me because he's doing what's best for his career. And we need more black head coaches. So, like, why does it matter where he's at? If he's at a big program like University of Colorado, then kudos to him. I understand HBCUs. We feel like folks come in, they, you know, dabble, and then they leave, they dip, and the school is still left with no resources and nobody who cares. But I don't think that he didn't care. I think he genuinely did care. He even got his own children enrolled in the school. So and they're star athletes at the school. So I think that he really did do what he said he would do. And I think that people are like, oh, how can you leave? You haven't given us enough time to grow. 3 years of job. I haven't even stayed at a job for 3 years. So kudos to him for staying at a job for that long, trying to make a difference. He actually did make a difference. He made an impact in the short time that he was there. And I just hate to see the hate. Literally, I just saw an article from The Source that said somebody defaced his mural at Jackson State University. Like, was it ever that deep? Like, the program will go on. And that's the point. It's just sports. Like, at the end of the day, there's going to be another coach. Will the team ever be the same? Maybe not. But I'm hoping that he made such an impact that it will, you know, be ingrained in the culture of the program. So fingers crossed, maybe they need to go on Last Chance U. But that's my hot take on Deion Sanders. I feel like everybody is just doing what's best for their career right now. And I totally commend him as somebody who has job hopped, as somebody who is always looking for the next best opportunity. He's probably playing the long game and y'all are just mad. I totally get it. I mean, and I'm speaking from a different place because I went to a PWI, which also I saw on social media, apparently my opinion doesn't matter if I went to a PWI, but I think that in the grand scheme of things, a job is a job. And I know in this situation, it's not just a regular job. It is an HBCU, but I'm hoping that other people will step up to the plate, look at him as a role model. And okay, now that you saw what Deion Sanders can do, if you're so mad about it, why don't you come coach here? If you're so mad about it, why don't you enroll your kids here? You know, I'm hoping that his children don't follow him and leave the school. But if so, we have to rebuild. We can't build our programs around one person, right? We can't build it around one entity. So although he made his mark, I'm wishing him well in his next venture. And that's my hot take. All right, y'all. So I just wanted to get in the holiday spirit. I wanted to do something fun for this episode since I said I will be on vacation and it's the end of the year. You know, it's December 2022. This was a long year. I feel like everybody's just trying to make it to the finish line. So why not do something that we could all enjoy? I love television and film. You guys have heard me talk about it a lot on the podcast. And so I was like, what's just the best Black Christmas episode to watch? And, you know, aside from all the Hallmark movies, because I love all those things, I saw Lindsay Lohan made a comeback this season with a Christmas movie. Kudos to her. But what are those heartwarming Black sitcoms that just make you feel good, that just get you in the holiday spirit, make you want to put on your jammies and make a little hot chocolate, you feel me? So I looked up an article on Essence by Sydney Scott titled 17 Black Sitcom Christmas Episodes to Get You in the Holiday Spirit. And so I'm not going to list all of them, but she's got Family Matters on here, The Game, Living Single, Girlfriends. And I chose to watch the Bernie Mac episode and the Everybody Hates Chris episode, totally forgetting, honestly, about the Chris Rock incident and how I low-key canceled him. It's really about, I always mix up his name. This is the problem with people who have like two first names. Is it Tyler James Williams or Williams James Tyler? Yeah, okay. It's Tyler James Williams. I really just wanted to rewatch that episode for him because I know that this week is also the season finale. No, the winter finale of Abbott Elementary, and that show has just done amazing things. It really sheds light on things happening in our communities that you don't even think about. So I'm really excited for that show, and I'm glad to see him on television. He's been a child actor for many years, and he's no longer a child, so it's great to see him grow up. And speaking of, the same happened on Bernie Mac's show. I can't believe how much those kids grew up in. It was great to go back to this Christmas episode. This is season 3, episode 3, Road to Tradition. So the episode starts out with Wanda comes in the kitchen like, oh, look at this Christmas card from the Lieberstein's. And Bernie's like, they're Jewish. What the hell they know about Christmas? And she said, honey, it's just a holiday card. And it made me think about, like, in my own job in communications, like, having to be politically correct, I guess. You know, everybody doesn't celebrate Christmas. Everybody doesn't celebrate Hanukkah. But at this point, it's kind of like not really about the religious aspect of it. Not really about the Jesus part of it or the Hanukkah candles. It's really just about being festive. So even people who are Jewish are putting up a Christmas tree. I've heard lots of stories like that. So it was very funny that he said that. And then he said to Bernie, Christmas is all about family and tradition. And I feel the same this year. I feel like this year is just not the same as other years. Maybe as I get older, I'm 27 and I'm just already like, why am I getting Christmas gifts? Like, I mean, I could always use a gift. I enjoy a gift. But I'm like, my parents don't have to buy me anything. I'm 27 years old. Like, I should be buying you something. And then when I do, I'm getting to that point where I can, you know, spend a little bit more. It's no more macaroni DIY Christmas gifts over here, okay? I can spend a little more. But at the end of the day, I don't care about the gifts. I truly do just like the holiday spirit, the Christmas lights, you know, family gatherings. And so I totally connected with Bernie, what he said about Christmas is all about family tradition. But in this episode, the kids were not about the family tradition. The kids were about the gifts. They went to the mall to get a Christmas photo with Santa. There was a long ass line to see Santa in the episode. And I was thinking about it, and that really doesn't happen these days because I went to the mall recently. I know it's like a ghost town. Ooh, like nobody goes to the mall anymore. Everybody shops online, Shein, Fashion Nova. But I went to the mall and I saw they had the Santa set up. And I only saw like one family over there. So yeah, I don't know when this episode came out. I think it was early 2000s. So I'm sure back in those days, you know, everybody was waiting to get a picture with Santa. I think I have a picture with Santa at Walmart of all places. I don't know what he was doing there. But anyways, the kids were gift obsessed and they didn't care about tradition. And mind you, they came from the projects. That's why I was thinking about the whole episode. I'm like, these kids, their mother was a crackhead and they came from the projects and Bernie snatched them up out of the projects of Chicago and gave them a better life. Their comedian, celebrity, rich uncle. And it's like, I don't know. It's just easy to forget how far we've come. Even our own people. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, now I feel like I'm in a kind of different tax bracket, so to speak, because I made a little bump in my salary this year. And now all of a sudden people asking for certain gifts and I'm like, what makes y'all think I can afford these gifts? Like, let's remember our humble beginnings, shall we? And so, you know, I was just thinking about how the kids came from nothing and then they got a little spoiled. And I've kind of been there too. Like every year it gets up and up. Like when you're younger, it's like, oh, I want this toy. I don't even remember the last toy I got. I just remember one year I just graduated to like clothes and MP3 players. And this wasn't even before iPods. I didn't even have an iPod. I had an MP3 player and I couldn't wait to use that thing all Christmas long. And so the kids, you know, they weren't the only ones that were obsessed. Wanda was also obsessed. Wanda's gift giving motto was one stocking stuffer and these people will follow me into hell. She was talking about her coworkers and how she felt obligated to get a gift. And I totally agree with that. Like, I hate when somebody gives you a gift and then you feel like you have to get them a gift. Or she was really trying to suck up to her coworkers. And this year, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not about to suck up to anybody. I'm getting my close friends and family gifts. And some of them will even get cut from the list because it's inflation. We're on a budget this year. But Wanda was obsessed and she forgot one person and she was like freaking out the whole episode. And I'm just like, that's the problem when you start adding to the list. Because at first it used to just be like mom, dad, brother. Now it's like mom, dad, brother, boyfriend. Mom, dad, brother, boyfriend, boyfriend's family. You just keep adding to the list. And I was curious, and y'all can, you know, reply to me on Instagram or whatever. At what point do you buy people a certain gift? I need a part two to this episode to talk about gift giving etiquette. Because like, what do you get your boyfriend's mother for Christmas? You know, or like, how soon do you buy somebody a gift if you just started dating them, you know? And so, anyways, apparently you have to get your coworkers a gift, according to Wanda, but I'm not. not this year. And also, while they're waiting to get their family portrait, Bernie's going through the packages, and it's $59.99 for some family photos. Y'all, please take a tip from me. My family did a selfie-style Christmas photo this year. We set up the tripod with the ring light, and it came out beautiful, and my mom got it printed out on Shutterfly. So please, do not take yourself to Sears and pay $59.99. I don't think we do that anymore. And at this rate, if it was $59.99 in the early 2000s, that package is probably $100 now. And the last straw Bernie had at the mall was he saw baby Jesus dressed in a Gap outfit in the window. He said, Christmas is just one big ass commercial. Excuse me, America. We'll be right back. The irony that he had his own commercial. So it's just like, I understand when people are like, y'all still celebrate Christmas as the white man's holiday. But like, first of all, I don't even want to get into details about Christianity, black Christianity, white Christianity, whatever. I believe that Jesus came down for the remission of our sins. He came down on that day. It may not have been December 25th, but I do believe in that part. And I feel like that is kind of what we have lost in Christmas. It has become so commercialized. Like, the Christmas sale started on Halloween, to be honest. So it's just all about the money and all the marketing and everything and not really about baby Jesus. So I still get a little nostalgic when I see a little nativity scene somewhere because I'm like, oh, you still care. And so Bernie tried to win the kids over with Christmas spirit on this episode, but he way overdid it to the point where he even pushed Brianna, little baby Brianna, he pushed her out the way to decorate the tree himself. I was cracking up because he was just getting so into it. Like, no, it's like, this is how you hang the stocking. Like, this is how you make the gingerbread house. And they're like, well, you wanted us to get in the holiday spirit, but we can't because you're just doing everything. So, the kids realized the error of their ways though, because Bernie was like, all right, fine. If y'all don't want to do Christmas, here's y'all gifts early. I'm out. And he and Wanda went to go look at the Christmas lights. And that's one of my favorite pastimes too, driving around looking at the lights. And black people love to be like, ooh, I know they like Bill High. But they're driving around looking at the lights. And they were just like, oh, the kids are really missing out. So they went back to the house. The kids have redecorated the house and everything. And they really got back in the Christmas spirit. They realized the error of their ways. And I'm glad they did, because they even had a moment where they said to each other like, oh, we don't have to, you know, leave the oven on for heat anymore. That really touched me, because there are families out there who have to do that. Or there are families who are just trying to make it to the next paycheck. And in this situation, they got greedy and they started asking for all different types of toys and cell phones and whatnot. And and what's her name? I'm blanking. Jordan, Brianna, and what's the other girl's name? Vanessa. Vanessa, she wanted a phone, and I forgot the early 2000s, the guy was like, you can get 1,000 free minutes. I was like, wow, blast from the past. Remember when you had to pay for minutes? So yeah, they finally, you know, came to their senses, and one big happy family at the end, sharing a cup of eggnog. And for the record, I hate eggnog. I just don't think, it's one of those drinks where I probably had it one time, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. Because I don't even remember what it tastes like anymore, but I know I don't like it. So that concludes The Bernie Mac Show, Season 3, Episode 3, Road to Tradition. It truly was about bringing that family tradition. And that's what I want to see more of this year. I just feel like we are kind of losing those traditions. We're losing our elders. Make sure that we're holding on to that, you know? That stuff really matters. Or start your own traditions. Start your own traditions if you're starting a family. I think that's so, so important. Now, I also want to share the Everybody Hates Chris episode. It's called Everybody Hates Kwanzaa. I didn't mark down the season or the episode number, but you can Google it. Everybody Hates Kwanzaa. So, first of all, Chris has to do some kind of, you know, giving back for his homework assignment for the holiday season. And so he was like, oh, I'll just go to the soup kitchen. He goes to the soup kitchen. The guy's like, that's the problem. You know, everybody always wants to volunteer at the soup kitchen. We already have enough hands. Specifically, he said white people always want to volunteer at the soup kitchen. And so that made me think about my own volunteerism and how I barely volunteer. And if I do, it probably is at the food pantry or something. So I could probably go out and give back a little bit more. But Chris, he was like, the soup kitchen's booked. They don't need me. I'm gonna just go pick a bum off the street and help him out. And wait till you find out what happened with that. If you've seen the episode, then you know what happens with that. But in the meantime, you know, they have multiple storylines going on. The dad, Julius, he's like, look, I didn't get my Christmas bonus this year. It's gonna be tight. And that's exactly what I'm saying right now. I feel like we're either in a recession or on the verge of recession. It's getting pretty hard out here. Like, eggs could really go up to $5, y'all. My cousin actually shared with the family that she has some pet ducks or whatever, and they're laying eggs like once a day. I didn't know that ducks lay an egg like once a day, but they're laying eggs and she's eating them, and she said they don't taste much different than chicken eggs. So we might all have to start growing our own harvest. Jeez. But anyways, he says, gonna be tight. I ain't get my Christmas bonus. Do you think this man told his family? No. He just decided, I'm gonna be cheap and let's celebrate Kwanzaa instead of Christmas, because Christmas is the white man's holiday anyway, and stop being a slave to consumerism. That's what somebody stopped him on the street and said. But really, y'all know that Kwanzaa is an African holiday that celebrates family, community, and culture. I've shared in the podcast before how my own mother has been like, Kwanzaa is just a made-up black people holiday. Maybe it is, whatever. But they did explain on this episode, actually, how it started in Africa. The founder, I guess he went away to jail for a little while. I didn't look into that. Why did the founder of Kwanzaa go to jail? I don't know. But it actually picked back up in America and became more popular in America. So that's kind of the short version of Kwanzaa. But Julius said, you know, there's more to life than running to the toy store. And again, he was just trying to get out of buying toys for his kids. But at the same time, it was the same kind of message from the Bernie Mac show. Like, all we need is each other. All we need is family. And even Drew got so excited once they started to get into the Kwanzaa stuff that the mom was like, I don't think Drew wants to mess with any more white people ever again. Because celebrating Kwanzaa definitely does make you feel blackety black. Like, I am just full of pride and joy. And Kwanzaa is something special, you know? Like, not a lot of people celebrate Kwanzaa in America. So you do stand out from the traditional. But going back to feeling obligated to give people gifts, at this point, since the family is celebrating Kwanzaa, their daughter, she gets a gift from a schoolmate, and she's like, well, I don't got a gift to give you back because my family's not doing Christmas this year. So she goes ahead and steals just to give a gift to her friend, and that's messed up, and I would have whooped her ass so badly, and you know that her mama did in this episode, because it's like, if you don't have it like that, you should just be able to tell people, I don't have it like that this year, or I don't even celebrate Christmas. Like, I feel bad that people do feel kind of forced to celebrate Christmas at school and stuff. I was telling my boyfriend, like, I drove past elementary school. They had a big, huge Christmas tree. And I love it because I love Christmas. But what if you don't even celebrate that? What if you literally celebrate Kwanzaa or Hanukkah and you're like, okay, big ass Christmas tree in front of my school. They didn't put out a menorah for me. And then they also had a box for letters to Santa. And I'm not sure where Santa falls into place because he's not in the Bible. He's not one of the wise men. So I don't know. I don't know if that even counts as, you know, a religious holiday mascot or something. But I don't think that kids who celebrate Kwanzaa or Hanukkah write letters to Santa either. So, you know, the schools are encouraging this. I think we should just say holiday season and just keep it a book. Like, just keep it all separate. But we see our politics and our education and church and state haven't been separate in many, many, many years, centuries. But anyways, getting back to the story, there are other aspects of Christmas that they did miss out on, though, that the family liked, you know. They enjoyed the food. They enjoyed the Christmas decorating, the Christmas caroling. They had to miss out on that stuff because the dad was like, hey, we're doing Kwanzaa this year. And so it just made me think about, like, Christmas as a whole. And it's not just the day. It's not just the gifts. And so going back to Chris and how he had to sort of help somebody this holiday season and think beyond himself, he thinks, again, we always just think like, oh, let me help the homeless. We don't have to just help the homeless man on the street. There's a family that probably lives right next door to you that has no food in their refrigerator. And it was a choice between paying the mortgage this year and buying some new clothes and coats this year. So think about that, because that's exactly what Chris learned. The bum, Edgar, his mother was played by Felicia Rashad, and she was rich. Edgar was actually filthy rich. Edgar was talented. He was playing the piano in the episode, and he was a genius. His mother was a rich socialite. And so Edgar was a talented genius who just decided that he wanted to live in a box on the street. He had a choice, and he could have stayed with his mom in the Upper East Side, but he liked to live out in a box. And so every month he like gets suitcases of money from his mom and just chooses to live in a box. And he said all he really needed was a friend. And that episode, Chris was a friend to him. And so he ended up giving Chris some money, but Chris accidentally gave it away. And that's just his luck, man. Like, does everybody hate Chris or does he hate himself? Because his life is just so tragic. His life is a mess. But somebody said, oh, when the mom found out that the daughter stole, she said, girl, you lucky it's the holidays. And I was just thinking about that because people are so much nicer around the holidays. I was in the grocery store parking lot and somebody was like, hey, do you need a cart? And somebody else was like, yeah, happy holidays, thank you. And I'm like, happy holidays. Like, now you're just saying happy holidays and greet everybody with a warm smile. Like, people are just more generally happier around this time. It's so nice to see. I wish we could carry that throughout the holiday season. Why aren't y'all this nice during Valentine's Day? Like, keep it going, because we really need more of that. We just need to be nicer to each other. And, you know, everything's on sale after Christmas. That's what I learned from this episode, because they were like, hey, since we didn't do Christmas, we did Kwanzaa, now we can get these 75% off gifts. And that worked out for the dad because he was cheap as fuck. So that is my double feature. Those are two hilarious black sitcom Christmas episodes that I hope you guys check out. Of course, also on this list was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She had Mr. Cooper in the Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I never actually watched that show. I might have to check that one out. The Blackish episode, One-on-One. It's Martin, the Martin episode. There's so many great black sitcom Christmas episodes that really get to the heart of family. So I hope you guys enjoy those. Thanks for listening today. That concludes episode 169. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO Podcast. I'll be back soon with a new episode, but in the meantime, make sure you enjoy the month of December and the holiday season with your friends and family. Bye.